The word today is see. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. There is a saying, there is no one so blind as he who refuses to see. We must recognize a problem before we can correct it. The need must be seen before we can address it. Today, Ralph Storrs with Transworld Radio returns as our guest. Here now is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, See.
Welcome again to another broadcast of The Word Today. We are in the middle of celebrating our 35th year of broadcasting about Jesus Christ and His saving forgiveness that He earned for us on the cross. There is no greater message and no more urgent message that is needed by the entire world than to know who Jesus is as our personal Savior, true God. You know the true God, I hope, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Jesus came to this earth to suffer and die in our place. He rose from the dead. He has the victory over Satan, not only over death, but also over Satan. And those who believe in Jesus Christ will have eternal life with Him forever. So we're celebrating 35 years of broadcasting. With me today here in the studio is Ralph Storrs. Ralph has been with us for at least 10 years. He is the director of media at Transworld Radio, which is a worldwide mission effort, just as we are. And we've been working together, and under his leadership, he's been developing the various languages. Now we have 54 different languages around the world hearing this broadcast. And he's directly responsible for helping us pick these languages and giving us a worldwide vision. So here is Ralph Storrs to share some ideas with you. Happy to have you with us, Ralph.
Well, Pastor Paul, it's such a privilege to be with you, especially on this momentous occasion of celebrating 35 years of ministry. And we have been privileged to be involved with you for many, many years.
Yeah.
In over 54 languages. I still remember several years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago now, receiving that phone call from you. I think the word today was in about 18 to 20 languages at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you called, you were in distress. I mean, you were in tears, and I thought, what has happened? Something is wrong. And what you were, what you came to me with was this deep distress over, I don't know how much time I have left. I don't know when the Lord is going to come back. We have got to get the gospel out to more people.
Yeah.
Give me the next most important languages that you can think of. And I remember that distressing and yet passionate tone in your voice. I ended up flying up here and meeting with you and with Pastor Doug. And before you knew it, the word today instantaneously went from 20 to 40 languages,
yes,
to now 54,
yes,
just a few years later.
We doubled and since then have 50% growth again.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, Ralph, in this next year, God willing, we're going to expand some more.
Well, that is exciting to hear, not only for the ministry partnership between us and between TWR and The Word Today, but also for the people out there who still need to hear the gospel. And speaking of that, I've been looking at Matthew recently on the whole issue of the harvest. And as I look at Jesus in Matthew 9, verses 36 through 38, and then into 10:1, it says, "And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" And then he sent the disciples out. I see four things that Jesus was speaking about that are necessary for the harvest. Jesus saw, Jesus felt, Jesus prayed, and Jesus sent. The first thing it says, he saw the crowds. And I can't help but wonder, how do we see the people around us? Mm-hmm. When we have people coming into our churches, into our midst, and we see them from all walks of life, and we see the earrings and the tattoos and the things that are a little bit different from the way that maybe we grew up, do we see people the way that Jesus sees them? First of all, do we see them as lost and in need of a Savior, in need of a shepherd? He says they were downcast. And so the first thing that comes to my mind is, do we see people the way that Jesus sees them? And then the next thing it says, he says he was moved with compassion. And it was interesting. I did a word study on the word compassion. And the word is the word spazio or splantia. And we get the word spleen from that in our dictionary today. And literally what is happening is it says Jesus, when he saw that crowd, was so moved with compassion that it literally twisted his guts. There was actually a bodily reaction at the distress of the people that he saw out there. He was moved that hard with compassion. And I wonder, as we look at people, do we have that kind of compassion for people?
Wow, I'll tell you, one thing does seem to be happening. I think the people are getting more nervous and more tension in their lives and more disturbance. And I think people are getting worried with the way, the direction things are going, not only in the world, but also right here in the United States.
I agree with you completely. As we see what's happening or not happening that we would like to see with our government, as we see it becoming more and more difficult to even share your
faith.
It's
actually becoming anti-Christian.
It really is. Yeah. And it's that idea of tolerance, of tolerating all the other religions except Christianity.
Yeah. It really seems to me we're trying to be, as a nation, taught that we have to accept even immorality, that the things the Bible condemns, we're trying to accept here.
You know, the Bible talks about speaking the truth and speaking the truth in love. And somehow the world has got it twisted that when we speak the truth like that to call sin is somehow hateful or representing hate. Yeah. And it's anything but. We're actually demonstrating love when we speak the truth in love that way.
It's kind of like if you had cancer and you go to a couple doctors and one of them feels so sorry for you, he won't even tell you you have cancer. He just wants you to feel good and go home happy. Well, has he helped you? Not at all. Somebody better tell you the truth and help you begin to doctor for it or take some pills or something. Yeah, I believe we're in serious trouble. We need to urgently pursue the spreading of the news of salvation.
Yeah, so Jesus sees. He sees the condition of the people, so we need to see the way that Jesus sees.
Mm-hmm.
He had that compassion. We need to have that same kind of compassion for all people, no matter what their walk of life is. The next thing that Jesus told his disciples is pray. Pray for the harvest. He said the harvest is white. He says pray. And then he followed up and he gave feet to that prayer by sending the disciples out. And so I think it's a perfect model for us going out as we declare the word around the world with radio and with the internet and the things that are happening now. But we still have to have that individual compassion for people. We need to see him the way that he sees. We certainly need to pray for the harvest, and then we need to be willing to go.
That's it. And if every believer, you know, I read somewhere, it's years ago, but if every believer would tell somebody, and they in turn would tell somebody else, that in three or four different exchanges, we would reach everybody in the world. I know those multiples sometimes are overwhelming. They seem impossible. But there is right now, I believe, Ralph, you were the one that told me that the technology is present right now to reach everyone in the world.
Yes, you know, Transworld Radio is finishing up 60 years of broadcasting the gospel around the world in over 230 languages and dialects. through our existing high-powered stations, we have a potential in the languages that we broadcast in to reach 3.8 billion people, of which the word today is in 54 of those languages. Well, what's also happening is the convergence of the digital technology, of what's happening with smartphones and computers and the internet. And by bringing those and converging those together, we have a platform available to us now to reach the world of almost 7 billion people. You know, Pastor Paul, a lot of people don't realize there are 15 times more people on the earth today than when Jesus gave the Great Commission in Matthew 28,
2,000 years ago.
Yeah. 15 times the population. Imagine the responsibility that we now have to reach that world with the good news of Jesus Christ. And we have the technology to do it if we'll simply implement it and go.
Is there any group or, a committee or somebody that has some idea of how many languages that have not heard about Christ yet? Is it a sizable amount, or are we reaching quite a few?
There are still a lot of unreached, unengaged people groups who have not even gotten the gospel. And when we talk about unreached or unengaged, we're saying that there's no scripture available. There are no active missionaries.
Probably no
there.
Written language.
No written, sometimes no written languages. And, you know, a lot of those are oral societies, too. And there are still several thousand groups that that are maybe smaller people groups. But wouldn't it be great? I always dream of the opportunity of thinking that as Trans World Radio and the Word Today continue to partner together, wouldn't it be great if as the Lord concludes all of history, that if somebody would be listening to a program either on the internet or on the radio or on other mobile device, and they come to Jesus and God says, that's it.
Okay, that I'm was
ready.
The last one.
But I think
that would be so.
I think just that thought and just that thinking should motivate us and to drive us with that sense of urgency. Again, seeing the multitudes out there, having the compassion to do and to provide the resources that is needed in order to reach those people.
Positively. And we will continue, as that verse says, to pray and to exercise the opportunity. We hope some of you will send a gift, if you can, to the Word Today. We promise it'll be used directly to take God's Word to the world. We aim to reach until the Lord Jesus Christ comes everyone who will listen, who will accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, confess their sins, and through Him have the promise of eternal life and the gift of salvation. May God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of His church, and especially on His beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week
for The Word Today.